As I stated in the beginning of worship, hovering is the creative act of taking a moment to see the big picture. It might work. Not working? Okay. That's all right. We'll go to the next thing. So, what you would have seen is this woman laying on the ground and her and the camera zooming out away from her until we just saw the Earth and the Moon from space. It was a really neat video. You can look it up later on YouTube. As we keep this word in mind, hover, I'd like to talk about today's scripture, reflect on the scripture and how it may affect us today, and then imagine what might come next. Our scripture today is known as the temptation of Jesus. Jesus was tempted for 40 days. The number 40 occurs often in scripture. What other Bible stories include the number 40? You tell me. What other Bible stories include 40? Yep, Noah. I heard of... That's right, yep. Anything else? What did you say, Anne? Moses? Yeah, you're taking all the ones I've written down, Divine. Thank you. Awesome. Yes, so 40 occurs many times in the Bible. And there are 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. During this period of time, during these 40 days, Jesus was growing into who he would be in his ministry. Through the temptation, Jesus' responses to the devil or adversary are found in Jewish scripture. Each of his answers are scriptural references from Deuteronomy. Jesus was pulling from scripture to overcome temptation. As we reflect on our scripture today, I am drawn to the second temptation, in which the devil leads Jesus up and shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. As Jesus stood there, what do you think he saw as he hovered? What can you imagine he saw? Do you think he saw people? Animals, people? Chaos, yes. What else might he have seen? What's that? The suffering, the desert, yes. Yes. Jesus, I imagine, and you all have really kind of thought through what I thought through, homes and people and families, the lost, the forgotten, the suffering. Jesus saw the most important things for him. He knew the people of the world were more important than anything the devil could ever offer. Following these 40 days, Jesus proclaimed his to-do list in ministry, which is to preach the good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, recover sight to the blind, set at liberty the oppressed. How do we become clear in our purpose as Jesus did? Have you ever gone paragliding? Am I hearing no from everyone? Is there anyone who has gone paragliding? Anyone in the choir? Oh, okay. Neither have I, but I'm scared of heights, so I thought one of you would have gone paragliding. It's a chance to fly above the earth into the sky and see the big picture. Sometimes we need to hover or reflect on our lives. As Rick Warren has asked in the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, what on earth am I here for? Do you ever get a chance to do this, to reflect? Do you ever make time to reflect? Have you built your blanket fort lately to get cozy and do quiet things and reflect? Let's make some time. Maybe build a blanket and pillow fort. Reflect and use the spiritual practice of prayer to rediscover our priorities. As often as he could, Jesus would go away and pray. Let's continue to live into our creativity. Let's take time to hover this next week and get the big picture of our own lives and how this impacts our church. What priorities need to come first for you? And what might be bubbling up in us so that we may continue to change lives through God's love? God's love for this beautiful city. Howard Thurman said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and then go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Amen.